Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching focusing on living in perilous times was recorded at our 2008 Southern California Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Most of us would a lot rather receive than give. But you know, it really is the truth that when you start giving, it is more blessed to give than it is to receive. It is more fulfilling, more satisfying. You will find more joy when you start denying yourself and putting other people first. You'll be happier than you've ever been in your life. You will be more fulfilled. Things will work better for you because this is the way that God is. And God is the one that established the rules of the kingdom. And when you get into the same heart that God is in and start putting other people first and denying yourself, you just rise to the top. I don't know how it happens, but God promotes you. Things work better accidentally than they ever did on purpose before. But when you are self-serving and self-promoting, the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, I believe it's around verse 6, somewhere in there, it says, God resists the proud, but gives grace unto the humble. The word resist means to actively fight against. What verse was that? Verse 5. Submit yourselves unto the elder, yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace unto the humble. God resists, actively fights against. Now that doesn't mean that God necessarily is against you because you've done something in pride, but God set this world system up to resist pride. He created man in humility. God Himself operates in humility, and all of the laws are set up to work. It's like the law of gravity. Gravity was created to help you. You're sitting in your chair tonight without holding on or strapping yourself in. You don't have to use any effort. Gravity helps you to sit there. Gravity helps you drive your car. Gravity helps you walk. Gravity was intended to be good, but you know what? If you go against gravity, gravity will kill you. Walk off of a building. Gravity that was intended to help you will kill you. God didn't just put Himself against all of the proud people, but He established all of the laws of the kingdom to function when people are humble and putting other people first and giving rather than receiving. And when you get into this selfish mode where you're just like a vacuum cleaner and you're sucking the life out of everybody and sucking everything to yourself and it's all about me, 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 the kingdom of God doesn't work for you. It works against you. God resists that. The whole creation resists that. This is what's happening in marriage today. We're sitting here and saying all of these things, but you know what it's all about? It's all about selfishness. People don't go find somebody and say, boy, this is a person that I believe I've got something that I can bless them with. I can lay my life down. I can sacrifice my life to help them, make them a better person. No, people go pick a person that they think, man, I like what they've got. That'll be an asset to me. The guys pick the girl who is the homecoming queen, the prettiest one, so that when they walk down the street, everybody will look at them and think, oh, isn't he lucky? And they'll envy him. And he is, you know, just receiving tremendous benefit from how she makes him look good. The girl picks the guy based on the fact that he was the football captain and he had long, wavy, black hair and all of these things and muscles. And then, after you get married, the guy's muscles move. He gets the chest of drawers disease. That's where your chest doesn't drop down into your drawers. Amen. You get the Dunlop disease, where your belly's Dunlopped over your belt buckle, and the woman is no longer like the homecoming queen. You see her in the morning with no makeup on and rollers, and all of a sudden, I just don't feel love anymore. You never did love them. You loved yourself, and it's just like taking one of those sodas, you know, a cup of soda, and you stick a straw in it and you just suck it until you hear And when you hear the end of it, you throw it away and go get another one. And so all of a sudden, you've sucked all the life out of that person that you can get. And so go get you somebody else that you can drain the life out of them. Now, that's not all that there is to it, and I understand there's multiple things, but I tell you, that's a lot of what's going on today is people just love themselves, and they are using people and abusing people, and when that person ceases to be an advantage and becomes a liability, you're gone because it's all about you. You know, when I grew up, there was a man that lived behind us, Mr. Morton. He was a principal of a high school, and his wife had a car wreck, and she became a vegetable. And, you know, couldn't communicate. She was healthy and alive, but she just couldn't communicate. She couldn't get up, walk. She couldn't do anything. She was a vegetable. And Mr. Morton took care of his wife, I don't know, for 30 years until she died. And he loved her. He bathed her. He took care of her. He fed her. And he didn't have any nurse's care or anywhere else. He had her in the house and just took care of her and loved her. And you know, I've met other people. I had a guy come to me one time and his wife had a wreck and something happened. She was still able to get around, but she just wasn't as normal as she was and she couldn't perform sexually. And he came to me and he says, "That's it, I'm out of here. I can't stay with a person that can't satisfy my needs." Man, I wanted to drop. If I'd have been God, I'd have drop kicked him right off of the earth. I'd have just kicked him into outer space. Good thing I'm not God. And yet there's a lot of people that, well, what about me? What about my needs? Grow up. You know, most marriage seminars that I have been exposed to, you go there and what they do is tell you, you've got to meet your mate's need and you got to do this. And there is a place for that. You ought, the scripture says, husbands, dwell with your wives according to knowledge. 1 Peter 3:7. You need to know them. You need to understand that men and women are different and we need to adjust. So there's a place for that. But most people approach it as this person, you've got to do this and this and this. And basically what they're saying is if your mate isn't meeting your needs, then you're justified to take off. You're justified to do this. It's all about you. We held marriage seminars for many years and I took the opposite approach. And I said, you know what? It is not about you. It's not 50-50. It's you give 100%. You lay your life down for that other person. And if you ever get to where you gave everything and sacrificed your life for the other person, sometimes they would take advantage of it the way people take advantage of the fact that God gave us everything. But 90% of the time, if your mate lived with Jesus, they'd get changed. But they live with a selfish person who's sitting there thinking, well, what about my rights? And you aren't doing this and you're demanding your rights. You know what? If you want justice, just be single. If you're going to get married, you are going to have somebody. And it's not because they are a terrible person. It's just that, you know, all of us to some degree are selfish and we are sometime or another not going to recognize that you wanted something. And we're going to neglect you accidentally, not on purpose. And if you are just all about yourself, it's impossible for you not to be offended. You know what? I nearly spent all night on that first point. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, which goes along with being a lover of your own self. Covetous means that you are just wanting everything for yourself. You aren't satisfied until you have everything. You see somebody else that has a plasma TV screen and you got to have one. You were just thrilled with that old TV, but now that they got something out, now that they got the MP4s, now that they got an MP5, now that they have something else, you got to have this and you're covetous. Did you know the Bible says Colossians 3:5, covetousness, which is idolatry. Most of us today would not ever say, well, I'm not an idolater. You don't have a shrine, you don't have an idol, but the Bible says, Colossians 3:5, covetousness is idolatry. Desiring what everybody else has is idolatry. Americans don't consider themselves idol worshipers, but Americans are some of the biggest idolaters on the face of the earth. Covetousness is rampant in our society, and it's even promoted as this is the American way. Man, just get all you can get, can all you get, and then sit on your can and just enjoy it. That's the American dream. It's covetousness. You know, I believe in prosperity. I preach prosperity. I am not against prosperity. But the way that prosperity is preached by some people is covetousness. I'm a health, wealth preacher. I believe in health and wealth. But the reason I want to prosper is not so I can have bigger, better, this or that. It's so that I can do more, so that I can be a blessing, so that I can take that money to do things. Amen. I'm not against prosperity, but I'm just saying that there is a borderline that you can get into covetousness. And again, this is the second thing listed right after it talks about lovers of self. Lovers of selves, covetousness goes hand in hand. Then the next thing is boasters. I tell you what, it's amazing. It's amazing what is going on in our world today. You know, I remember as a kid when the first time I became aware of somebody publicly just boasting and bragging on themselves. This may not be the first time, but the first time it really dawned on me, old Muhammad Ali came out. I am the greatest. And I remember when he said that. You aren't supposed to say that. You aren't supposed to boast on yourself. And you know what? It became commonplace, so that now today, I mean, people promote themselves, they talk about themselves, they are all of these things. Boasters is the commonplace thing. If you don't boast, it's like I've heard people say before, if you don't toot your own horn, the same shall not be tooted. And people quote that kind of as scripture. He that tooteth not his own horn, the same shall not be tooted. That is not true.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to live through perilous times. This teaching series was recorded at our 2008 Southern California Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a five-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM232 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
Today, I'd like to encourage you to become a partner with this ministry and help us spread this good news. You know, there are many of you who do partner with us, and I want to thank you. We now are reaching over 2 billion people, potential, around the world. And it's only our partners that have enabled us to do that. But there is so much more that we want to do. There's so many people that haven't yet heard this good news. If this has been a blessing to you, if you see the benefit of this and understand how this could help other people, then I ask you to become a part of the solution instead of a part of the problem. Help us financially on a monthly basis to be able to reach out. We have partnerships available, a lot of information. If you'll call, you can inquire about that and become a partner with us today.